I represented the Bishops' Conference, the South African Bishops' Conference, on this pathway to freedom, African network, which took place in Nigeria. Now, in Abuja, Nigeria, this summit was organized by the bishops of UK and Wales in collaboration with the Archdiocese of Abuja, which is the Nigerian Bishops' Conference. And a number of countries participated from UK and Wales and Ireland. In Africa, it was South Africa, a lot from Ghana, Nigeria, Benin, and a lot of participants from Kenya. Now, this conference or summit, it was the second time that it happens. The first one, I think, started in 2014 when the late Pope Francis inaugurated this campaign to stop human trafficking. And it is called Santa Marta, renamed after the residence of Pope Francis. You remember Pope Francis, he was staying at Santa Marta. And he said that we have to work with the security agencies. I think for me, this was quite a very key point in this human trafficking, to have the anti-human trafficking. We have to work with the security agencies. That's the key breakthrough. We as the church, we cannot work among ourselves as churches. We need the police, we need the law enforcement, the border management authority, the home affairs. So this Santa Marta summit organization was saying, how are we networking with the law enforcement agencies? Two, we have to work with the civil society. We as the church, we have to work with the civil society to be able to deal with the scourge of human trafficking. But at the same time, we also have to work with the business forums, because human trafficking is a business. It's about labor, it's about exploitation of the human beings. So we have to work with the business people. So this for me was quite very enriching. This is the partnership: the church, the law enforcement, the civil society agencies, and the business forums. At the same time, in this summit, which happened in Nigeria, in Abuja, it also focused or zoomed into the inclusive strategies to work with the people with disabilities. So we had people who were not able to walk, the lame, those who could not speak, those who could not hear, people with different disabilities. How do we include them into our campaigns? Because human trafficking also targets these people with disabilities. So therefore, another point that was really very powerful: how do we create jobs? That's where we need the business partners. Because most of the young people who are trafficked, they are trafficked because they are promised jobs, especially the young girls, the young men. You know, so therefore, how to stop the smuggling, to find the gaps. We had to find the gaps. Our workshop was to find the strategies to be ahead of the criminals, to be ahead of these people who are trafficking. to find the gaps, to close those gaps, to have a global alliance, to work with decision makers. Because if we don't close the gaps by building partnership with the people I have told you about, then it is not easy to create strategies and to create systems to disrupt these criminals. We have to disrupt their network because it is a network. They work in network. So now we have got 2 years now to work until 2028, when we are going to go back to Kenya again to give a way forward to have what have we done about this human trafficking, which is, Pope Francis called it, is a wound to the human body. The contemporary society, a modern slavery against humanity. It's a crime. So therefore, we had to work with these people with disabilities, also to work with them, not after things have been done. Lastly, also, I would like to share with you, there was a beautiful pilot study, a case study in Nigeria, where young people have been put on the farm so that they cannot think of leaving Africa. They cannot think of being trafficked or being taken to European countries or coming here to South Africa, as we are facing now the undocumented. This is the crisis. So what can we do in our countries? What should we do for the young people to stop them from coming to South Africa? What we are facing now, we should have not faced it because a lot of undocumented people in this country. But because there's nothing has been done in their country. So basically, there was a project of young people doing gardening, doing farming, and doing action plan, so that they can have money. Once people have money, it's very difficult to traffic them. We have to work with the traditional leaders. We have to work with the human rights. We have to work with other people. So basically, that was the summit.
Thank you so much for explaining that to us, Bishop Kizito. It's very good to hear that this meeting, this conference, happened at a time that the dialogue in South Africa is precisely about that, you know, blaming certain foreign nationals for human trafficking, drug trafficking, human smuggling, and so forth, arms dealing as well. And this conference is also happening at a time where Justice and Peace, the Commission for Justice and Peace of the SECBC, recently met with some of their funders, that is Miserio, and they brought in the Young Women for Life movement, representatives from the Young Women for Life movement. And in KZN, for example, this movement is empowering young women, especially victims of GBV, and even not victims, but empowering young women in general in the rural areas to learn how to farm, you know, how to do vegetable garden, community gardens, community vegetable gardens. And this is to keep them also away from human trafficking, empowering young women economically. And it's interesting that all these conversations are happening, that the church is not sitting quietly and observing this to respond later, but the church is actually involved. And it's also good to see that the Santa Marta group is participating, is taking this initiative with the collaboration of the different Catholic Bishops' Conference of Nigeria, England and Wales. It's good to see that Santa Marta group is also part of this. As we know, we have our very own Cardinal Stephen Brislin, who represents South Africa, the Santa Marta group. But it's so interesting that these meetings are happening at a time where anti-migrant sentiments are on the rise, at a time where human trafficking, especially here in South Africa, is on the rise. So I'm quite interested to hear more about at this meeting, these relations, in the backdrop of what's happening in South Africa? Did you touch on what is happening on the ground here in South Africa, seeing that you are in Nigeria, a country that is also being affected with these anti-migrant protests?
I have to tell you, I was warned before that I have to explain what is happening. So they really told me, they gave me time, 10 minutes, to just explain what is happening in the country. And I had to be very honest because the Bishops' Conference had just issued a beautiful letter, which was exactly addressing the issues that were happening in South Africa. And that is what we said, that what is the current situation? He's the young people. The young people are disappointed. People are disappointed. There are no resources. There are no jobs. But as the president condemned the way this has been carried out. But the young people, absolutely, I work with young people every day. I'm here, I see it. There are no jobs. So these young people can easily be trafficked to other countries or from the rural areas here to big cities. So it's absolutely, I told them that the current situation which we are having is due to lack of employment. It's that people have been disappointed in poor service deliveries, and people are not going to school. They don't have the money to the universities. And even if they go to the universities, the young people cannot find jobs. So there's a lot of scapegoating. We understand also that the systems of the borders are not working. They are overstretched. I was hearing that we only have, I think, 800 border management officials. They cannot control all these borders. So there's a lot of corruption. So the traffickers find it very fertile ground. South Africa is a fertile ground for the traffickers. Why? There's no control of the borders. Two, the people are desperate for jobs, for resources. So I had to explain that we are doing also a lot as the church. We have Talita Kum, which is really done by a lot by the religious men and women, but especially the religious sisters. The Talita Kum has gone to schools to make awareness. The Talita Kum is giving counseling. The Talita Kum, under the patronship of Bakita, is offering prayers for the victims of human trafficking. So all this is the church, as you say, is not sleeping. But as I told you, we cannot do this alone. I think for me, what I got there, that we can empower young people, but do we have the money, the church? Do we have the money? But we can partner with business people. We can use our church halls. I call upon the church priests, sisters, bishops, open up these church halls that are closed. Let the young people come into these halls, church halls and spaces, to use them to do something productive. We have a lot of buildings that we only use once a week. Why? Why do we have these church halls, beautiful ones, and we just use them for tea, birthday parties? We are challenged. Open up those church halls, church buildings. Let the young people do those projects like what you told me in KwaZulu-Natal. We have land. Give it to the young people. Let them fail, but the church should give the land, the empty space to the young people. That's what we can do. We don't have money, but we can also partnership with other people. So I could really go through that the church is not sleeping. The church is working.
Bishop Kizito, once again, thank you so much for your time. I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to add.
I have to really thank the Cardinal, Stephen Priestley, because he was the first one. They know him in Nigeria. They know him in Europe. He's the one who attended this Santa Marta group, which is doing fantastic. And I think we need to see how we can promote it to work with Taritacom, because here in South Africa, I think Taritacom is very, they are doing the same thing. But I think I can say we need to bring on board the state, the civil societies, and the enforcement authorities. I think we want to thank you, and we are looking forward to work together.